British regulator suspends dead heat racing license amid review. The UK Gambling Commission has immediately suspended Dead Heat Racing's operating licenses while it conducts a review under Section 116 of the Gambling Act 2005. Regulator suspends Dead Heat Racing license. The Gambling Commission announced an immediate pause on Dead Heat Racing's operating licenses, numbers 040247N320138007 and 040247A320139 05, as it investigates concerns that the operator may not be meeting regulatory standards. The action follows a formal review under Section 116 of the Gambling Act 2005. The statutory power the Commission uses to examine whether a license holder remains suitable to hold a license. Dead Heat Racing, which obtained general betting standard permissions in January 2015, is authorized to offer services in retail betting shops and at racetracks, and to operate up to 4 gaming machines of category B2 or lower at each venue. The Commission said its decision to suspend the licenses was driven by suspected failings linked to social responsibility and anti-money laundering, AML measures, and concerns that activity had not been carried out in line with licensing objectives or license conditions. A Commission spokesperson said, "We have made it clear to the operator that during the suspension, we expect it to focus on treating consumers fairly and keeping them fully informed of any developments which impact them." The regulator added that the review is ongoing and that the suspension will remain in place while it establishes whether the license holder is suitable to continue operating. The move is the third prominent suspension the Commission has taken in the space of a few weeks. At the end of October, the regulator paused both a software provider's UK permissions and a land-based casino's license as part of separate reviews, signaling heightened scrutiny across multiple parts of the gambling supply chain. Advice for operators and customers. Industry observers say the suspension underscores the Gambling Commission's sustained emphasis on customer protection and AML compliance. This step reinforces that the Commission expects operators to have robust, demonstrable safeguards in place around anti-money laundering controls and social responsibility, said Claire Hughes, senior regulatory advisor at Compliance Analytics. When suspensions happen, the focus should be on remediation. Operators must be transparent with customers and regulators about corrective steps and timelines. For Dead Heat Racing, potential outcomes from the review include reinstatement following remedial action, amendment of license conditions, or ultimately revocation if shortcomings are not resolved. The Commission has broad powers to require information, impose new conditions, or to revoke licenses where the public interest or the licensing objectives demand it. Customers who use retail betting outlets or racetrack services operated by Dead Heat Racing may face short-term disruption. The Gambling Commission has instructed the company to prioritize consumer communications during the suspension. Affected bettors should check statements and receipts for any venue-based activity and contact their point of purchase for queries about refunds or unsettled stakes. Compliance consultants and legal advisors are urging other operators to treat the suspensions as a prompt to review their own AML and social responsibility frameworks. Essential measures include up-to-date customer due diligence procedures, clear staff training and escalation protocols, and documented remediation plans that can be presented to regulators if concerns arise. As the review proceeds, the Gambling Commission will consider whether the operator's past conduct and current systems meet the statutory licensing objectives, including the need to prevent gambling from being a source of crime and to protect children and vulnerable persons from being harmed.